Hello and welcome back to the Honey Temple, or if this is your first time, you're very, very welcome. My name is Lee. I'm an intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher, and today I want to take a look at the energies as we close out December 2023 and enter January 2024. So catch you back after the intro. Hey, I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. Welcome back to my channel. We have the video version here on YouTube or my podcast for the audio, which is called the Honey Temple. So I hope everybody had a lovely Christmas. It was a weird one. I'm saying lovely, but I'm sure everybody didn't have a lovely one. I'm sure it was difficult for some people, strange, weird for others. Definitely everybody I've talked to this year, it was a strange one. So it got me to really reflect. I'm a big Christmas person, and I think sometimes we can build things up too much in our heads. We can build them up with the kids, even what we do them, telling them this massive lie. Jesus. Like, that cannot be good. That's not a good vibration to build anything on. So yeah, if you're sitting here and Christmas has been a strange one, like, honestly, everybody I talk to, it's been the same. So go easy on yourself and let's just move forward with this energy. Let's just embrace it all. Let's feel all of our feels. And this will be a short one because I have an appointment, so I'm gonna have to leave in 15-20 minutes. But I won't get any other time to record this before the new year because of the kids. But I thought better late than never, just as the bin man collects the bin. So it feels like the theme for this is closing out December or the year 2023 and entering into January 2024. I will do an energy reading for January, but I just felt like I still wanted to close out December for some people because it's still quite an intense energy. And we can think when we've just got through Christmas and we're entering a new year, we can think, oh, this is nice energy coming in, but it's not always the case. We still have to close stuff out. So I did a lovely meditation for anybody that has missed it for the solstice, which is really for the solstice and closing out December, and allows you to really close off any loose ends from December and set new intentions for January or for the year 2024. So I'll pop the link for the video below this. And what else? I've been here and I sat there with my cup of cacao and I was like, right, okay, let's keep this really simple. What words am I hearing? And funny, I was hearing the words love, and I was hearing how we are finding our way back to love, and it has to start with the self. If we're wanting love from another, or you know, even just a love of a career to find what that purpose is, or just anything, you know, with family members, it all has to start with the love we have for ourselves and coming back to you, which is actually called being in your power. Okay, and it requires boundaries, graceful boundaries. It requires a balance of masculine and feminine energies. It requires intuition, and it requires knowing your masculine and feminine energy through your birth chart. So I've talked about this many, many times. And also the last thing is a daily sacred practice and what is right for you, which will have movement, could have journaling, it could be, you know, drinking cacao, it'll have plenty of sleep, you know, not giving your power away to others. That feels like a theme. And I have here, I love these cards because they're just one word, so I'm just going to ask for three words for closing out December. I know I've gave you some themes there. Closing out December, entering into January. I'm just going to turn that down because then it closing out January, please for collective, as I look at that volcano, entering into, closing out December 2023, please, and entering January 2024. Oh my goodness, that's far too many, but let's take them. fulfillment. Okay, fulfillment. Blessing. I have six here. Commitment. Wisdom. Vision. And tenderness. Oh, I love that. I'm really feeling this real gentleness. We need to be kind to yourselves and gentle. So, fulfillment. Fulfillment is, it's an interesting one because I'm hearing it's connected to addictions and cravings. And what we do with food or with shopping or with sex or with whatever these addictions are these cravings for life and the fun of life. It is, we're trying to fill ourselves up, fill our cup up. So reflect on what fulfillment is to you. What fills you up? Who fills you up? Being around, you know, doing what particular things. If you're not sure what that is, then explore. Okay, fulfillment. I'm really feeling it's connected to abundance. Just really what lights you up. Blessing, just really, when we're trying to shift, many of us are in between two worlds at the minute, and it's a very difficult place to be. It is known as the void, and we do want to avoid the void. So I've been talking to many, many people about this because they have done a lot of work this year, but we're still feeling, many of us are feeling stuck. Okay, because we've got one foot in a new world, but we're not quite there. It hasn't quite manifested. And then one foot is still in the old. And with that full moon that was a couple of days ago in Cancer, you know, that was, actually I have it sitting here, which is interesting. A personal issue reaches resolution. Okay. Now, for me, that came up also because I'm very connected to the Cancer sign. Cancer is my feminine. As much as I'm a Leo sun and a Virgo moon, I really connect with the Cancer and the emotions and going into my shell and a personal issue reaches resolution. It's not always, it sounds nice is what I'm trying to get at, but generally it was a full moon. It can hit you up the face and you don't even realize it is there, but it gives you a lot of clarity. You know, when you see the truth for things, then you can respond from a place of integrity, and that's integrity that is aligned to you. Integrity means alignment, okay, and it's connected to the throat chakra and the heart, okay? So I feel like for many people I've been talking to that are struggling, I'm encouraging them to look at what's around them and what does feel good, and really connect with a place of gratitude, which is what blessing is, and feeling blessed for where you are in this moment. Generally, when we feel an anxiety or we don't feel good, we're either in the past or in the future, which neither we can control, but we can control the present, being more mindful. And that's where a daily sacred practice comes in. Okay, commitment, that's the next word. Just what, making that commitment to you, commitment to self, commitment to whatever it is. Now, I want to encourage people, what many people do after Christmas and the New Year is they get on a health regime and they go all guns blazing, and then it lasts like 2 weeks, a month if you're lucky, and then they don't do it again, and it really does affect them. You're not meant from, I'm a health coach, okay? I'm a nutritionist, I'm a yoga teacher, I'm a soul coach. You are not meant to do a detox in January, okay? January is still the inner winter. The best time for you to do a cleanse or a detox of some sort would be in spring, so sort of end of February coming into March, okay? And so I encourage, but still make commitments, you know. Still, we are entering Capricorn season, which is all about commitment. It's all about standing strong. It's all about connected to you know, intentions and goals. But don't make them too masculine, as well as a nice feminine and masculine approach to them, which is why I am going to be doing a little special offer for the Hormone Chakra Balance course. It's an 8-week course, and what that does is I'm going to take 33% off it, so a third off it, because I'm really feeling many people would love it at this time, where we want to make commitment to something, we want to connect with a vision, but we want to go nice and slowly, which is what that course does. And you do it in your own space, and you can also connect with me or not connect with me. It's whatever your choice is. And what it allows you to do is, it allows you, there is beautiful, each week there is a 30-minute meditation that you can repeat many, many times, and it's connected to each chakra. We work up through the chakras. In week one, it's just creating space. Week two is base chakra. Week three is sacral, right up to the crown. And because at each of the chakras are our energy centers, they're also connected to hormone gland, and we hold much physical tension, toxins, buildup of emotions as well, emotional and spiritual, in these chakras. Chakras are known as wheels or vortexes that connect up all the meridians in the body, which run along the organs. Okay, so it's a very powerful course. Don't even like the word course, but I didn't like the word program, so I haven't quite got what that is. I do like the word practice, so I might change it to that, actually. When I get a minute. But it is really beautiful, and I really encourage you to avail of this special offer at this time. And so 30-minute meditation, 30-minute gentle yoga flow practice. There is journaling for each week, prompt questions, and then there is a food plan. There's a questionnaire you fill in at the beginning, and it just allows it to all be personal to you. There's also stuff in the appendixes. There's like over 20 hours of content, and it's really like a self-love, self-care course practice to allow you to really get to know you and love you and connect with your inner child and all the rest. So I'll pop that link below. And then we have wisdom. Wisdom is, we've been getting a lot of wisdom codes. I mean, I did a activation for 10-10, October 11-11 and 12-12. I was really guided to do that. And the 12-12 one, the wisdom codes really come in. The wisdom codes have been coming in for many of us, this golden energy. And it's allows us to remember who we are. And rather than, you know, learning, reading books, it's the remembering, where many downloads are coming in, which is why we're tired, which is why we're getting coughs and colds and sicknesses and things like that, and our moods up and down, okay, because we're in an inner winter and we're required to rest to receive. But many of us want to know what we're receiving, and that's the block. So let it go and surrender and allow the wisdom codes to come in, okay. And then vision. So what is your vision for 2024? What is your one word? I encourage you to have one word. What's that one word? Okay, I must actually think about mine. And then tenderness. Like, do you know that is what we're calling in? We have been through a big cycle, and it's been tough for many, all in different ways. And last year was a really intense year. It was not a year. It was a year of movement, but not movement. It was almost like I was being shown, it was like blowing everything up. And now we have to sort it all. Now we still have to deal with some stuff. And we will still find that in January. I mean, January, we've got the energy is going to be quite strong until New Year's Eve. And then on the 1st, there's a forward momentum movement. Mercury comes out of retrograde. But that's also the 1-1 portal. And that's like a doorway opens. And then that closes on the 11th, which is from memory and new moon and Capricorn. Okay, which is, you know, a 1-1-1 portal. Can get that right. But I will do another reading for January. This is just a wee quick like check-in. How are you? You've got this, you're not alone. And then we have on the 20th, there is something about, don't get me wrong, but Pluto goes into Aquarius. Now, the last time Pluto changed signs, went into the sign of Capricorn, it was 2008. It was the collapse of the financial crisis, or the collapse of, yeah, that there. So Pluto is like death, rebirth energy. It really just pulls a lot of stuff up to be looked at. It can be quite intense. So that is the same time, I think the 20th or 21st or around that, there is a full moon in Leo. And I'm a Leo. So it's a full moon, big release. Anybody that has Leo in their chart, but also it's the fire sign. It's preparing us for this fire energy to come in February, which is connected to Bridget energy, fire, which is why I'm seeing the volcano at the start of this reading. Okay, our fire energy, we either use it to create or destroy. Okay, many of us suppress it. We're suppressing our true selves, our authentic selves. Okay, I'm not gonna have much time to pull cards here, so I will come back. So that's quite the last time. And Pluto, I think it stays in Aquarius until 2043, something like that, I read this morning. So it's a big turning of a new wheel and a new cycle. Okay, I'll talk a little bit more about that in the January reading. But let's pull a few cards. Oh, I have to go in about 5 minutes, okay? So let's pull one from each deck. Okay, I'm just gonna go one from each deck, please. What do we all need to know? To work through, to be aware of, to help us. It's weird, as much as I'm pulling one card, I'm guided to look at the bottom of each. Hmm. So the animals supporting us, and I love this. This came into Recce Masters. It was teaching Recce Masters teacher level yesterday, and the swan came in. And I'll pop also below anybody that wants to do some Recce training with me, level 1, 2, or 3, which is Masters. And I have some dates out for 2024. I'll pop those below as well. Just give me a wee email or a message. The swan transformation. Okay, and for this particular card, it shows a lady who's naked, who's in a pool, and she has a blindfold on, and she's feeding the swan a bubble. Okay, so what I'm hearing is many of our bubbles are being burst or have been burst this year, which means we're not being an illusion anymore, but we might still be a little bit closing out the year. And she is completely vulnerable in her feminine, as many of you are, whether you're male or female, and it's an easy place to be. Okay, because we've been brought up to be in the masculine, to control everything, all of that. She has a blindfold, so she can't see what's next, and that's very frustrating. And when we, like as kids, we just learn to feel safe when we know what's happening next, you know. So, but this, trust me, this is where you're meant to be, because you can, if you plan everything to the T, you can actually control it that much that you will not receive as much. So you have to trust. Okay, and the swan is connected to being graceful. It's connected to self-love as well. But transformation is not easy. And Pluto is actually the planet of transformation also. So things sort of need to fall apart to be put back together again. Our guide for closing out this... sorry, I keep looking at my nail. I'm going to get it fixed now. is Freya. Okay, phases and cycles. That's the full moon we've just went through. She's very much, you know, she is not just very feminine. She's very feminine and masculine. So we're really been asked to be in our masculine and feminine energy of balance as we enter into 2024, which is number 8 year of balance, harmony and abundance. Okay. We're been asked to really look at what's been reflected back to us at this full moon. And also connect with our mental mind, our thoughts. That's what the crow means. It's like the squawking thoughts. Don't ignore them, but manage them, move through them. Okay, you are completing a cycle and know that there's a beginning with every ending, and illusions are being revealed and released there. What did I say about illusions? Okay, so taking action. I've no glasses on here. Taking action. We're, you know, 2024 is a year of action. Okay, so enthusiastically embrace life's boundless possibilities. And it shows a picture of somebody like stepping over the river. So the river just feels like what we're letting go of, and we're being asked to not associate with it. We're being asked to not focus on it. It's done. It's let it go, let it go. And then just step over it into the new. Okay. So what are you ready to let go of? And really close that out. The waterfall energy. Waterfalls come to really help move stuck energy. So many of us just need a good cry. Put a movie on. Go to an actual waterfall, go have a dip, connect with water, drink more water, allow the emotions to flow, just get them moving, okay? And then we have these last two cards as I close here. The princess, so being your own knight, love that, princess being your own knight. So this is where we are moving from being a princess and waiting for Prince Charming to save us. Whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. Moving away from codependency and stepping into your power. We have this here card here that says proceeding softly. My inner power grows in moments of quietude. So take that time, have a cup of tea, go for a walk. Take this time to close out this year from a beautiful place of quiet and mindfulness. As you, like, she's sharpening her sword. She's getting ready for action. She's getting ready to step into her power. It's a card number 1 on the 1st of January. Okay, and then we have this card of, it's called Flower, and it says, be honest with yourself. Look at the truth that's what's around you. Tune into that intuition. What is it telling you? You don't need the proof, and act on it. Okay, I must go. Lots of love, and I will see you in January. Take care. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.